Victim Services. Resources are available through the VPD Victim Services Unit, 604-717-2737 and Victim Link BC. Call or text 1-800-563-0808, or email 211 victimlinkbc@uwbc.ca or can be found at Filipino Emergency Response. Today is a day to remember lives lost and those impacted by the Lapu-Lapu Day Festival. BC recently declared May 2 a provincial day of remembrance and mourning for victims of tragedy at the Lapu-Lapu Day Festival. 11 people were killed, 7 women, 2 men, 1 non-binary person and a 5-year-old girl, and at least 24 more were injured, ranging in age from 22 months old to 60 years old, when a person drove an SUV through the crowd at the Vancouver Festival on Saturday, April 26. Premier David Eby said in a statement Friday, May 2, that on this day of remembrance, British Columbians can come together and support one another. To grieve those we have lost, to offer comfort to those recovering from injuries and to support witnesses whose lives will never be the same after seeing this shocking attack, Eby said. To everyone suffering, your pain is our pain. Your loss is our loss. We stand with you. We can all find strength in the silent vigils, the religious services and the outpouring of support throughout our province and throughout the world. What we have been witnessing in defiance of this senseless attack is Bayanihan, the unconquerable Filipino spirit of unity and cooperation. Vancouver Mayor Ken Sim echoed Eby's words and thanked the province for acknowledging the depth of this tragedy and creating space for all of us to mourn. We are devastated. We are heartbroken, and we are standing together in grief and in solidarity, Sim said in a statement. What happened last Saturday was one of the darkest days in our city's history. A celebration meant to uplift community, culture, and pride was shattered by an unthinkable act of violence. The pain caused by this tragedy has been felt far beyond the festival grounds, impacting families, friends, and loved ones across Vancouver and throughout British Columbia. Lapu-Lapu Day is an annual celebration by the Filipino community to honor Indigenous resistance fighter Datu Lapu-Lapu, who defeated Spanish forces led by Ferdinand Magellan in the 16th century. To the families who lost loved ones, to those recovering from injury or trauma, and to every community affected. Our hearts are with you, Sim said. Though the Lapu-Lapu Day celebration was rooted in Filipino heritage, the impact of this tragedy has touched people of all backgrounds. This was a loss felt by our entire city. We will continue to work with all those affected to ensure that this tragedy and the lives lost are never forgotten. Their stories, their contributions, and their memories will remain a part of Vancouver's shared history. Both Eby and Sim thanked the first responders. In the midst of chaos, our first responders showed strength and compassion. They protected lives, supported victims, and helped us begin to process the unthinkable. Sim said. Several Catholic churches throughout the Lower Mainland are holding a memorial mass on Friday, May 2, for the victims of the tragedy. Together, we will entrust the souls of the departed to God's eternal care and ask for healing, strength, and peace for the grieving. All are welcome to attend this memorial mass, reads a post about the event at the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Vancouver website. Memorial masses will be taking place at Holy Rosary Cathedral, Friday, May 2, at 5:10 p.m., live stream. Celebrant, Archbishop J. Michael Miller, CSB, Street, Andrews Cathedral, Victoria, Friday, May 2 at 7:30 p.m., Immaculate Conception, Delta, Saturday, May 3, at 9 a.m., Celebrant, Father Amador Abundo, Street, Andrews, Vancouver, Saturday, May 3, at 11:30 a.m., Celebrant, Father John Reyes, Street, Joseph's Parish, Langley, Saturday, May 3 at 6:15 p.m. Sacred Heart, Delta, Our Lady of Consolation Grotto by the Augustinian Monastery. Sunday, May 4, at 6:30 p.m. celebrant, Father Francis Galvin, OSA, Tagalog Mass, Street, Francis de Sales, Burnaby, Monday, May 5th, at 6 p.m., celebrants, Father Mark McGuckin, Father Dennis Flores, Father Gilbert Nunez, Father Medard Camons, community vigils, Chilliwack Central Community Park on Friday at 7 p.m., Langara College on Sunday at 7 p.m., Maple Ridge on Sunday at the Memorial Peace Park Bandstand at 6 p.m., The Office of the Premier of British Columbia has opened a physical and digital book of condolence for the public to express their sympathies and support following the tragic events. The physical book is available for signing at the Hall of Honor in the Parliament Buildings in Victoria. Access will be granted daily from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. until Friday, May 2nd. Vancouver police are still investigating the incident, but BC Premier David Eby has promised an independent commission to look into the safety concerns for future public events in the province. He also vowed to hold a public inquiry into the incident following the conclusion of the criminal proceedings. Kai G. Adam Lowe, 30, was charged with 8 counts of second-degree murder on Sunday, April 27, the day after the fatal attack. He was arrested at the scene. Supports available. The provincial government is also sharing a number of available supports to those impacted by the attack. Anyone who witnessed or experienced trauma at the Lapu Lapu Day Festival is encouraged to access resources through the Vancouver Police Department's Victim Services Unit at 604-717-3321 or at Victim Link BC by calling or texting 1-800-563-0808 or email 211-VictimLinkBC@uwbc.ca to be connected to services that can help, including counseling resources. People can also visit victimlinkbc.ca. ICBC supports are available for people who have been injured, as well as witnesses and the family members of those killed, including counseling. For more information, visit icbc.com/about-icbc/newsroom/2025-04-27-lapu-lapu-tragedy. BC's Crisis Line at 310-6789, no area code needed, is available for anyone who needs mental health supports. Crime Victim Assistance Program benefits are available to victims, immediate family members and witnesses. www.gov.bc.ca/gov/content/justice/criminal-justice/bcs-criminal-justice-system/if-u-r-a-victim-of-crime/victim-of-crime/financial-assistance-benefits. School districts are also taking action to support students, staff and families, including making more counselors available. A list of resources has also been sent out to districts throughout the province to provide to students and their families looking for support. How to talk to your kids about Vancouver's Lapu Lapu Day tragedy. Supports are available for first responders and healthcare workers who are on the front lines. Workers can reach out to their employers and/or unions if they are struggling. BC Emergency Health Services, BCEHS, Critical Incident Management Stress Team is providing mental health and wellness support to employees who have been affected by the attack, in addition to the support provided by BCEHS leaders and supervisors. Vancouver Coastal Health staff and medical staff can contact the VCH Employee and Family Assistance Program to access confidential counseling and wellness anytime, 24/7. With files from Lauren Collins and Sobia Moman.